punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. All right. Hey, what a crazy night. First, let's check out some temperatures, and then we'll get into the weather and move on with some ag business. 87 at Hollis, 88 at Tipton, 82 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon. Arnett, 82, 83 at Freedom, 77 at Watonga. Way out here in the panhandle of Texas, we got 83 at Lipscomb and 80 at Miami, 85 at Dozer and 86 at Wellington and 88 down there at Odell. Anyway, had some really good rains in a lot of our listening area, not all. I know I got a text from down at Reed, 0.06, which ain't a lot, but it's something. But they had, they just cleared my storm total. Why did they do that? Why did people mess with my stuff? Okay, there it is. I got it back on a different deal. But anyway, looks like around Eric, anywhere from an inch to 3 inches. I know Jake Dameron Snapchatted a picture of his rain gauge, had 3 inches in it. I had 751 thousandths of an inch in my house, thereabouts. Anyway, a lot of good rain down by Willow and south of Granite, down towards Blair, Hammond, Butler, Leedy, Putnam. Everybody got some really good rain, some big rains up north around Woodward, Fargo, and on up in there north. Shattuck got reports anyway from 3/4 to 2 inches. But anyway, lots of good rains. There was some areas that didn't get rain, and I'm sorry, mainly down by Altus and South Mangum and Harmon County down in there. So I'm sorry you guys didn't get any, but we got more chances of rain coming. So keep your fingers crossed, and hopefully you get some rain. Now, there was some bad weather in that. Back to Jake Dameron. He Snapchatted a picture where Downburst got his barn. Looks like it moved a lot of stuff around. Gates going directions they're not supposed to be. And I think he sent something on his neighbor where fertilizer tanks weren't where they're supposed to be. But down at Mountain View, I need to go over this. The Mountain View Livestock Auction Barn got hurt. It's repairable, but they're going to not have their auction on July 27th at the Mountain View Livestock. Okay, coming up here a week from this Saturday, they will not have, according to this post on Facebook, the sale barn is repairable, but the warehouse across the street was a total loss. So, if you planned on going to that July 27th, cancel your plans because the sale is canceled. So anyway, hopefully they get that thing repaired and up and going. Lots of people on there commenting they come help him get everything ready. So good thing. And that's what good neighbors are for. All right. If you want to text in your rainfall amount or if you had any damage to the ag tax line, be great. 580-225-9697. Let me know what's going on. Okay, let's check out what happened overnight in the big world of agriculture. Grain and soybean futures were higher in overnight trading amid technical buying and some global weather concerns. Investors who were short the market or bet on lower prices likely bought back their contracts and reduced or liquidated their bearish positions. Weather woes in some country, growing areas globally are underpinning futures. But just because we had 1.5 million acres of soybeans and corns flooded out and are held out, it don't affect the market. got to happen overseas. What the heck? Anyway, Ukraine said its corn and sunflower harvests may fall by 35% due to hot weather and drought. Productive moisture reserves are extremely low, the Ukrainian Agri Council said in a statement. Despite the fact that temperature is expected to drop, the lack of precipitation will negatively affect the development of these crops. The country's corn crop is starting to bloom, and a lack of precipitation could lead to a critical situation. The council said, after 15 to 30% of corn from Romania was burned by heat this year, leading to reductions in global supplies. In Canada, limited rains and elevated temperatures in parts of Alberta and Sasquatch, I'm thinking Bigfoot. Anyway, will increase stress on spring wheat, said Don Kinley, an ag meteorologist for Maxar. Moisture in southern growing areas of Brazil is forecast to decline amid drier weather later this week. Soybean futures for November delivery rose 4¾ cents to 10.48 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal gained 20 cents to 310.30 a short ton. And soy oil was up 0.32 cents to 45.26 cents a pound. Corn futures for December delivery added 3.5 cents to $4.12¼ a bushel. Wheat futures for September delivery jumped 7 cents to $5.37¾ a bushel, while Kansas City futures overnight gained 8¾ cents to $5.59 a big old bushel. Exporter of ag products from the U.S. may have a new customer in mind, one that most wouldn't think of as a destination, Venezuela. The country with the sixth biggest importer of U.S. ag products in South America last year, importing $670 million worth of goods, the USDA said in a report in its office down there. While that's down 10% year over year, growth opportunities abound. Venezuela continues to grow its retail sector, supermarkets are well stocked, and U.S. brand awareness and acceptance has increased over the last 2 years. Ag imports by the South American country have potential to improve moving forward, and the U.S. is well positioned due to product pricing, quality, and geographical proximity. U.S. companies stand to benefit from the popularity of products from the States, and still there are some challenges. Venezuela has trade agreements with countries in South and Central America. Inflation has hurt consumer purchases, and the country's processes for permitting and registered certain ag or food items can be cumbersome, according to the USDA. What's happening in our weather? All kinds of things are happening in the weather. Flood warning and watches have been issued for parts of southern Missouri, southern Illinois, northern Arkansas, according to the National Weather Service. Storms are forecast in the region this morning, with some producing large hails and winds up to 60 miles an hour. Looking at the radar a while ago, it's still getting it. As much as 5 inches of precipitation fell in overnight areas, and another 1 to 3 is expected today. In the southern plains, strong storms are likely this afternoon, mostly in western Texas and the Oklahoma panhandles. Thunderstorms are possible every day now through Monday. Stronger storms may develop in this region, our region that is, on Friday and Saturday into Sunday. So anyway, be aware. You guys can see, I think I seen on, Lacey Swope. Everybody, you know, what is a downburst? So Lacey Swope put out a video this morning on social media explaining it, because you guys know how hot it was yesterday, and then that storms come in with that all that cold rain, and the downward draft of it causes, everybody thinks they're tornadoes, but they're actually microbursts. Anyway, she did a really good job explaining that. So anyway, so last night I was sowing some iron and clay peas in my little 20-acre field, and I was seeing the storms coming, and I liked about 5 acres being done, but then panic set in. And as soon as I got down to the other end by the road, I raised her up and hauled booty to the high tunnel, raised the doors up on the high. I lower the doors there to open it, but I raised the doors up to close it up. And then I remember my side row over there on that 80. Then I really started panicking. So I grabbed four bales of hay, went over there and blocked up the side row, and got it semi-secure for the storm. And we never really did get any rain there at the house. So anyway, got that all situated, and everything's good around our Ponderosa. Hope everything ends up faring well around your Ponderosa. I know some people had a lot of damage, but anyway. All right, today is the Taylor Ranch happy hour. So let's take a Taylor Ranch break. When I come back, I'll have your Texas Panhandle Ag Weather update, and we'll have the Lipscomb Dealerships Ag Market update, and then I'll give you the what happening at the Beaver Stockyards yesterday up there in the Panhandle. I'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an Easy Haul Hay Trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
If I tell you that I'm going to fix something, you called and something wasn't right, or you call and you say, hey, I need you to make this payment for me next week. I'm going to be out of town, but will you make a note? Will you please, you know, do this for me? That's on me to do that. And if that doesn't happen, I can't say, well, I don't know who took that phone call. I don't know who agreed to do that. If I tell you I'm going to do something, it's going to get done. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name is Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. McLean, Texas. Here is your ag weather update. 81 degrees, heat index of 83, humidity 65, dew point 68. The winds are out of the northeast at 14 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 19. Peak wind gust today, 24 miles an hour. And month-to-date precipitation, 2.23 inches of rain. That's a lot of rain for July for McLean, Texas, I'll tell you that. 82 degrees is the 8-inch soil temperature. So, and there you have it. All right, let's see here. Let's do your update on the text line here. 3.85 inches of rain in Buffalo with a smiley face. Good for you guys. 8-inch is the, what is the, the lake that never filled up with water. My brain, man, I hate this. I hate getting old. Anyway, is that lake about full up there in the panhandle yet? Anybody know? Anyway, 80/100ths of an inch in suburban Salt Springs. And then, hey, Jimmy, did you find any sand plums? And I'll just be honest with you, I hadn't looked real hard yet. I've had too much going on around the Clark Ponderosa to worry about it. And got cattle out here west of town. Got a bull I need to catch. And I really haven't even thought about it. So thanks for asking, though. All right, let's do the Lipscomb's Dealerships Ag Grain Market Update, wherever it is. Where did it go? There it is. Anyway, you people out in Texas, and maybe some people here in Oklahoma, get ready. I got a history, I don't know if it's called a lesson, but it's an interesting deal I've seen on history in Texas on one of their websites earlier this morning. It's about the the T. Anchor Ranch. Anyway, got that. I got some questions to ask you to see if anybody out there knows anything. I want to learn some myself, too. September corn, $3.97, up 1.25. And December is $4.10, up 2. Soybeans for August, $10.96, up 6.25. September, $10.37, down 4. And let me see here. So there, my screen is being very slow to rotate here. Bear with me. Sorry. Soybean meal for August, $3.38, up $2.60. September's $3.18, up $2.40. Soybean oil for August, $46.39, down $31. September, $45.69, down $54. Hard red winter wheat. September, $5.61, down 11.25. December's $5.77. I said down 11.25. I meant up 11.25. My bad. Sorry. December 577, up 10.75. I didn't want to shock anybody there. October cotton. I know the old Cotton King's listening. He sent me a text because he told me to tell no lies about him today. 71.25, up 88. And we got oil out of West Texas. August, 82.72, up $1.96. Natural gas is down 15 at 203 for August. Looks like the S&P and the NASDAQ is waiting on Biden to back out of the race. It's down today. The NASDAQ down a bunch. Anyway, the Dow's up a little bit. And then we have live cattle for August. You guys, when I throw in little tidbits of Biden and Trump out there, don't be personally offended by them. Just trying to put some humor in the show here. Live cattle, August, 183.97, up 130. October's 185.22, up 70. Feeder cattle for August, 258.05, down 57. September, 259, down 52. And October is 258.80, down 45. And it just changed again on me. That didn't change. Lean hogs for August, 91.42, up 15. October, 73.12, up 92. So I did optimum. That's it. Thank you very much. Optimum Lake. I don't know why. Anyway. sugar daddy, he's text messaging me right now. Randy Holly, I would come pick him, but I'm not concerned about him right now. But I really want some, but I will. I'll get him done here. I got to leave for the OCA conference tomorrow. I got to finish sowing my peas. I got to spray this 80 to get it ready for its cover crop. I got it, Brian Silk. You're a little late on that one. And but Jimmy Rhodes, he got 3/10 of an inch. So anyway, he was whining yesterday about we always get the rain over here. So I told him he needs to come to church at Carter, Oklahoma, and maybe his luck will change. How about that? I got all a bunch of LOLs getting Jimmy Rhodes to the church at Carter, but you never know. Well, yeah, weird things have happened. When a guy's needing rain, he might have to change some stuff up here around his operation and his ways of living. So we'll see how that goes. All right. The Beaver Stockyards yesterday, 2,437 head sold. Looks like the bulls, they had 38 head of bulls, average weight 1531, average price $161.99, average $24.79 per head. Bull calves, 537 weight, $269.25 per hundred weight, $14.45 is cost on those. And then we got cows. They had a lot of cows, a bunch of cows. 360 head of mama cows are sold for slaughter. I said mama cows, slaughter cows. Average weight $12.19, average price $145.40, average $17.71.82 a head. Heifer calves, 21 head, 480 was the average weight. Average price $277.67, brought $1,332.81. Yearling heifers, how many to have? 394 head. Average weight, 622. Average price, $260.39 per 100. 1619.19.02 a head. Pairs were bringing on the average 2511.63 per head. Looks like they had the low one was 1600, but the high one was 3100. So pretty good price. There was only one below 2000. So the rest of them was pretty good. And then we got steer calves. There they are. 17 head, 526 weight. Average price, $301.10 per 100 weight, $15.85 a head. And yearlings, they had quite a few of those. The list is a mile long here. Here we go. 1,488 head of yearling steers. Average weight, $879. Average price, $250.71 per 100 weight. $2,203.51 a head. Nice sell at Beaver yesterday. Good job up there, gentlemen and ladies. Sorry. All right. Got that out of the way. We can see here. I wanted to. Where'd he go? All right. Here's your little deal in Texas history. So does anybody right off the top of their head know where the largest cattle drive ever to happen, when and where it was? Well, I'm going to help you out here. The largest cattle drive on record took place on August 24th, 1882, on the Texas Panhandle's T Anchor Ranch. Though the drive only covered the distance from Tulia to Canyon, about 35 miles, the total tally was 10,652 head clocked through the gate. According to the Texas State Historical Association, 16 cowboys with a ramada of 125 horses herded 10,652 head of cattle to Big Lake and took a half a day just to run them through the fence line gate. That night, the cattle were bedded down, and the area was so large. The area was so large where they bedded them down, it took an hour for a horse to circle them at a fast trot. The record still holds today. So I looked up, it had a link on it. So anyway, what I thought was kind of interesting is that back in the day, like in 1881, Campbell, who was one of the owners, trailed another GMS herd, which is these from Grayson County, and fenced in two from Grayson County to over there by Canyon to this area, and they fenced in 240,000 acres that year to keep them from drifting too far. That's a lot of fencing. And says here that was actually might have been the first extensive fencing operation in the panhandle of Texas. So that might be in one of the first fences or the biggest fences ever. So anyway, you imagine, hey boys, we got some fence to build. Here's the wagon. Go cut some boat arcs. I'll go to town and get some wire. And then 240,000 acres later, and I could do a rough guess to how many miles that is, but imagine doing that. That's back when men were men and boys were boys. And so anyway, that's crazy. So anyway, but if you read the history on the T-Anchor Ranch headquarters, it's pretty interesting. So anyway, what I would like to know from some of my folks in Texas or some people who know history, is the T-Anchor Ranch still operational today, or has it been sold off, or is it under a different name or whatever? That's what I would like to know. I didn't have time to dig into it real deep, just that's what I got right here. But the T-Anchor Ranch did originate in the fall of 1877 when Lee Dyer, who is the brother-in-law of Charles Goodnight, drove his herd, about 400 cattle, to Spring Draw in Randall County near the junction of Paladura and Tierra Blanca Creek. I hope I said that right. And there you go. Oh, it's interesting. I just love history from out here. Anyway, so you guys, let's go ahead and take a Taylor Ranch break, which Taylor Ranch has a lot of history too. And when we come back, I'll have your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update and more about the Taylor Ranch and more about all the activities coming up. And we got, of course, some more ag news. We'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, July the 12th. 1,926 head were sold. 14 head of steers at 430 brought 395. 10 at 440 brought 347.50. 5 at 495 brought 322. 12 at 527 brought 325. 4 at 634 brought 276. 12 at 665 brought 267. 3 at 862 brought 243. 28 head of heifers at 411 brought 299. 5 at 539 brought 272. 4 at 546 brought 263. 25 at 764 brought 243.60. 6 at 1063 brought 198. Butcher cows were 20 to 161. Butcher bulls brought 75 to to 190. Bred cows were 1375 to 2810. Pairs brought 1100 to 2850. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with your summer cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help address your soil health concerns. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
If you've been looking for a good dealer you can trust when it comes to buying a new car, truck, or SUV, well, the Lipscomb dealerships have arrived in Elk City and Sayre, and we'd like to invite you out to help us celebrate with good people and great deals on new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, and pre-owned vehicles backed by a family that's been in the car business for almost half a century and always puts you, the customer, first. Lipscomb. Good people. Great deals in Elk City, Sayre, and at LipscombDealerships.com.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here is your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update. And since I had a gentleman text me out at Buffalo, here we go. Buffalo, it's 82 degrees, feels like 87, dew point 72, humidity 71, winds are out of the northeast at 11 miles an hour. 24-hour rain total, 3.26 inches of rain. 10-day total, same thing. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 92. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.3. Sunset at 8:57. Becoming sunny today, 87. Tonight, 67. Partly cloudy. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 87 degrees. So enjoy this weather. It's July. It should be more like yesterday, but guess what? We'll take it the way it is. All right, Taylor Ranch. Come here. Oops, I made a mess. All cattle are not the same. Just like in people, our genetics determine our traits. Some people are tall, some short, some have blonde hair, and so on. It's the same in cattle. Cattle are not the same genetically, especially when it comes to making a good steak. Some cattle just make better steak than others because they have the right genetics. Taylor Ranch has been working on their carcass genetics for over 17 years, and I'm pretty sure he's got it down pretty good, to develop animals that excel in both flavor and tenderness to give you that mouth-watering best steak in your life eating experience. They develop every animal as if it were going to be served at their own table. That's Taylor Ranch selling quarters, halves, and whole beef. Third-party verify, all natural and hormone-free, also available. Give Mr. Jimmy Taylor a call at 405-609-4662. That's Taylor Ranch beef. Pretty good, huh? All right, coming up, let me see here, where did it go? Anyway, I know when it is. I lost my shingasal. Anyway, coming up, July 27th is the KECO's Kids Fishing Derby. That's a week from this coming Saturday, and the Presidio Family Day at the park. It is the 10th annual KECO's Kids Fishing Derby and Presidio Family Day, July 27th. 8 a.m. to noon is the fishing derby, okay? And then it's till 1 that they'll keep on with the train rides, carousel, and the putt-putt till 1 o'clock. So anyway, prize lookout for the specially marked fish. Each catch could win you $100. Got lots of sponsors on that. Wildlife Department will be out there. So if you don't have a fishing pole or your grandkid don't or your next door neighbor, you want to take some kids fishing, just bring them up. We got fishing bait. The Wildlife Department has all kinds of fishing poles. And there'll be also some free t-shirts. But you need to get there way early. And don't come asking for a t-shirt until 8 o'clock. 7:59, you're out. Some of you little punk kids want about two of them a piece. I know you. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, my little cousin tried to get some too last year. I was like, hey, punk, go on. Anyway, like I said, Presidio Family Day, train rides, carousel, putt-putt till 1 o'clock. So, anyway, it'll be a fun day at Ackley Park. Beautiful park. So, anyway, let's see what's happening. Oh, I know what I wanted to say. I seen this and made me think about it because I'm always worried about the prices, grocery store prices. And anyway, here's some reasons behind the painful surge in grocery prices. And it's not what you think. The post-COVID surge in grocery prices has been a noticeable and financially painful part of the rising U.S. cost of living. Shoppers couldn't miss the sharp prices in increases such as doubling the cost of a can of tomatoes or the significant rise in beef prices. Economist Thomas Klingard from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York analyzed some of the causes of the increase, and here is some of his findings. Stable prices before the pandemic, the consumer price index for food at home was stable for at least five years prior to the pandemic, indicating little change in grocery bills from 2014 to 2019. Sharp increases during the pandemic, especially with toilet paper. 2020, prices rose by 4%. 2021, prices increased by 6%. 2022, prices jumped by 12%. Overall, the food at home index increased 25% from the fourth quarter in 2019 to 2023. Here's the key, some of the components driving price up. Commodity prices, the underlying price of commodities, especially grains, saw significant increases. They can't use that now. This rise cascaded down to the other food items like beef, pork, poultry, eggs, and dairy products. Wages. The wage bill at the supermarkets rose substantially, contributing to higher grocery prices. Wages for on the index in 2005, wages for grocery workers was at, looks like, 80 on the index today is at 140. Does that tell you how much it's came up in 20 years? It's a bunch. The surge in grocery prices were driven mainly by substantial increases in commodity prices and supermarket wages rather than the price gouging that people think they're doing. The stability of grocery prices before the pandemic underscores the dramatic impact of these factors during the early 2020s when grain prices have slumped since 2022. The wage bill keeps just going up and with average hourly earnings up 6% in May from a year ago. And he warns that this is not the end of it. An open question is whether grocery inflation can stay as moderate as it's been in 2023 all the way up into as it was in 2023. So there you have it. Not good. So anyway, because I price out my tomatoes and I get some looks, and then I get some, they don't care, they want homegrown tomatoes, but I know what I got in my growing my garden. And so I charge accordingly. I'm not price gouging, and so it was no different anything else, so we'll see. Man, if he didn't have such a bad language mouth on him, I'd get the Cotton King to come on my show once a week and inform you guys of what's causing the problems with price of cotton and why Trump's going to be our next president and whatever. So anyway, but hey, Jimmy Rhodes, coming up after this next break, we're going to talk about some solar energy and what what people are getting per acre for lease. It's crazy how much it's increased in the last 90 days. So anyway, we'll be talking about a little bit about that later on in the show. All right, let's go ahead and take a break now. Taylor Ranch break, that is. And when we come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather update for southwestern Oklahoma. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's the biggest night of music in western Oklahoma. The 4th Annual KECO and Wheeler General Store Wild Plum Jam Music Fest in Sayre. Brought to you by Hutch's C Stores. Saturday, July 20th at the Sayre City Park. The headline act is The Great Divide.
Barmaid, play me some Buffett. I'm in a mood to get away.
With special guest Tyler Wilhelm.
I guess you are, here's a place I'll never lay.
Also featuring Caroline Grace.
I ain't no rodeo queen, I'm a cowboy's dream.
Advance tickets available at Hutch's C Stores for only $30. Available at the gate for $40. Kids 12 and under get in free. The Great Divide, Tyler Wilhelm and Caroline Grace. The 4th Annual KECO Wheeler General Store Wild Plum Jam Music Fest in Sayre, brought to you by Hutch's C Stores. Saturday, July 20th at the Sayre City Park. Music starts at 7 p.m.
Sugar Creek Casino presents Australia, the land down under. Home to beautiful beaches, warm weather, and the thunder from down under. The world's premier night out ladies entertainment returns Friday, August 2nd at Sugar Creek Casino's Event Center. These chiseled rock hard ab blokes are ready to seduce and delight. Get your tickets by phone, Players Club, or online at sugarcreekcasino.com. Don't miss all the excitement of Australia's thunder from down under at Sugar Creek Casino.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Hey everyone, this is JJ Quibido at No Limit Land Management and Excavation. At No Limit Land Management and Excavation, we are proudly veteran owned. We deliver top tier forestry mulching, land clearing, and excavation services across Oklahoma. We leverage advanced technology, including our FECON fusion machine, to ensure projects are completed with efficiency and faster than our competition. Our comprehensive offerings include terrace building, pond grading, junk removal, and gravel installation, all performed with the highest level of professionalism and precision. We are committed to excellence and reliability, transforming each property into a testament to the American dream. We are locked and loaded and ready to get your land cleared, regardless if it is cedars, elms, cottonwood, mesquite, or any other invasive trees. We can help you clear up your pastures for grazing or get your land ready to build. Give No Limit Land Management and Excavation a call at 580-303-8479. We do not give bids over the phone. That number again is 580-303-8479.
Without it, you can't sleep. You've got to have it. Using a CPAP machine isn't fun, but it helps your mind and body get the rest you have to function. Western Medical Equipment has the new AirSense 11 by ResMed. It's top of the line. They also carry over 60 kinds of masks and have all the other supplies. And they're great about working with doctors to make sure you get exactly what you need for a good night's sleep. Western Medical Equipment in Clinton. They're all over the internet, so Google them. They'll keep the air flowing so you can sleep tonight.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Read America. Read Oklahoma. 87 degrees, feels like 90. Dew point 68, humidity's 54. Winds are out of the northeast at 11 miles an hour. 24-hour rain total. 0.06. That's 61,000ths of an inch. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 90. Sunset at 8:51. 30% chance of showers today, 91 for a high. 20% tonight of slight chance of thunderstorms tonight. 68 for a low, 92 for a high tomorrow, and a 20% slight chance of thunderstorms. That is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for Reed America. Everybody know where Reed's at besides Scott Robinson? Anyway, five reasons fertilizer prices are high right now. If you noticed the uptick in fertilizer prices despite being out of the high demand spring season, you're not alone. According to Josh Levin, Vice President of Fertilizer of StoneX. My glasses get blurry. I got like trifocals, and I thought it said SpaceX. I had to stop, see what it is. I can't hold my head still enough to read all this with that one bifocal I'm supposed to be using. StoneX, prices are currently higher than normal across the board for fertilizers, a trend he attributes to multiple global factors. These products are all very world-driven, he says. We don't always set the tone or the price. The rest of the world can do that. Linville talked about this. He said, one of the five reasons for higher prices this summer, European production. Linville says European natural gas prices have skyrocketed, causing production to decrease. And we got cheap natural gas over here. Why don't we make our own? Europe is producing about 75% of normal, he says. We have a shortage of all nitrogen products in Europe. We don't hear, but we're not using them because the EPA probably outlawed it or something, who knows. Number two, Brazil has a similar story and had to decrease operation for the majority of the year due to high costs. They basically said, we're not going to produce at a loss and we'll shut these plants down until we get back to normal. Today, that's unfortunately still normal. Third reason, China holds a major share of fertilizer exports, and according to Linville, they have started taking measures to influence the market in nitrogen and phosphates. The government has figured out if they restrict exports, not only do I make sure there's enough for my people, but I also lower my domestic price. Fourth reason, restrictions are also coming from Egypt due to heat. The public demand has skyrocketed as they try to cool their homes. When it gets like that, things start to get tight. The government will go to the industrial sector and tell them to turn off the gas till the supplies get to the people who need it. Import restrictions. In addition to export shortages from other countries, Linville says the U.S. has restricted imports from five major countries. We have import restrictions on Morocco, Russia, and China, and that's a huge part of the marketplace. We're low from fall and spring demand, and we can't really import anything else. I know a couple of my buddies said they went somewhere here, last week, showed up, there was no fertilizer there, and they've been waiting on a truck for a day or two. So it's for real. It's going on. I don't get that. We got all the natural gas in the world, and I'm sure we don't have a plant big enough for the demand of what everybody wants, or like I said, it's EPA, or I don't know. It's America. What can I say? Jimmy Rhodes, you still listening? $4,500 an acre plus a signing bonus is now what solar companies are now offering farmers to lease their ground. That doesn't mean Wichita County around Deal City or Sentinel. But anyway, the push for more solar energy projects across the U.S. is intersecting with agriculture, as farmland has been a key target for projects in the Midwest. As more farmers are approached about potential solar projects, the rates being offered as payment are even more shocking. In fact, one farmer in Illinois says he received an unselected offer for as high as $4,500 an acre. Lower commodity prices, higher interest rate, and the pain from inflation are all factors that are starting to eat into the overall farmland market. And it's sad, but it's happening. You can't blame the guy that owns the land. I mean, it is what it is. As the amount of farmland for sale slows, prices are starting to chill a little bit. And if commodity prices don't make a comeback before next year, farmland values are expected to drop pretty well in 2025. There's one factor, however, creating more competition for farmland, and it could also impact farmland prices and cash rent values in the Midwest, and that's the growth of solar leasing on land. The rates we've seen are anywhere from as low as $500 an acre. I think the highest one he's actually seen is probably $4,000 an acre, even though that one guy said he was offered $45,000. Todd Jansen, an ag lawyer based in Indiana, said solar leasing started in the Hoosier State 5 years ago. Today, such leasing is gaining traction and some controversy. Imagine that. One of the most common themes is that these are really long-term leases. So farmers are used to 1-2, maybe 5-year cash rent leases, and these are 20, 30, or even 40 years, says that. So they're really a generational decision that needs to be made. So these are long-term. You're not going to go have them put some solar panels out there for 5 years and tell them, hey, I decided to plant some peanuts. That ain't going to happen. Jansen has looked at numerous leasing contracts for landowners, and rates are all over the board, just depending on who you're leasing it to. I'd say the lowest is $500 an acre, but it's normal. Normal is anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000 an acre in that range per acre per year over the life cycle of a 20-plus year contract. I was reading this letter that they put in this illustration. It says, from Cultivate Power, it says, dear landowner, tired of receiving all these letters from solar companies that promise a lot and don't deliver? We understand the value of keeping our word. We have built over 200 projects and will give you your land the best shot of getting developed and getting paid. We believe your parcel is a great candidate for community solar project, given your land suitable features and the nearby electrical infrastructure. That's what caught my attention. So if you're out there in the middle of nowhere and you got a single phase line going by your place, you're probably not going to get leased or not paid very much. But if you got one of these big suckers like South of Elk here, I don't know if you could use it or the ones coming from the wind towers here. Anyway, our lease rates, they said in this letter, vary from $3,200 to $4,500 an acre. Plus, we are offering an extra $1,000 if you sign a letter of intent with us within 2 weeks. We also offer $3,000 when you sign the lease. There you go. Money Graven. Let's see what Jimmy Rhodes has got to say about that since he's listening. He says, not when Trump takes over. Jimmy. Anyway, last week, cash traded $2 per hundredweight lower in the South. This is a regional deal from 188 to 191. In the north, cash traded fully steady at 198 and 312 dressed. Weekly slaughter was estimated at 601,000 head. That was 79,000 head more than the week before. And that was basically because of the 4th of July. And then 32,000 less than a year ago. Choice box beef prices averaged $324.29 per hundredweight, down $5.76 from the week prior. Primal rib and loin cuts are leading the way lower, down $47.30 and $23.65 for the week, respectfully. On the other hand, lean's 90s hit an all-time high of $379.75. Cash is expected to move lower over the next few weeks as the summer heat takes its toll on beef demand, with consumers turning away from the middle meats. However, lean trimmings are likely to provide a layer of support under box beef prices. The Goldman Row concluded last week, pressuring August live cattle futures $4.05 per hundredweight, lower on the week. to $182.07. August remains at $12 discount in the 5-area weekly Fed steer price of $194.24 with FND first notice day 3 weeks out. How the spread between August and cash plays out will depend on the rate of which cash softens over the next 2 to 3 weeks. It likely hinges on box beef values and how quickly their expected retracement down to 300-310 level occurs. Open interest in live cattle was down 4,110 contracts for the week. Seasonally, open interest tends to decline in August. Managed Money added only 252 contracts to their net long position in last week's CFTC commitment of traders report. Rallying potential in December and further out, live cattle futures appear capped until gains in open interest, thereby managed money return. There you go. You guys have a great day. Hope all my listeners, including Jimmy Rhodes, have a really good day. See you guys tomorrow. It's in Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless.